Big fan. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this place. Thank you for this opportunity this afternoon that we have to look into your word. And I pray, Lord, that through all that goes on, that you would speak to us and that we might know that we are loved and we are special to you. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm delighted to be here and good afternoon again. Now, this afternoon is going to be a little bit of joining in. Are you ready to join in? Yeah. Yeah. Are you willing to join in? Yeah. If you are aged under 100, could you put your hand up, please? Excellent. Okay, if there's anyone over 100, you don't have to join in. So hopefully, yes. And I've got something for each of you to take away. Oh, yes. Very good. So do remind me of that. And there's some extras because there'll be some people that are either watching this later or who are not here, whatever. So there will be one for you at some point. I'll hand them over to Tim. But so before you leave, for each and every one of you, I've got something for you to take away. Oh, you're so good at joining in. That's brilliant. So what we're going to do this afternoon, we're going to look at Luke chapter 15. Luke, the good news, the gospel. The whole chapter, from verse 1 through to verse 32, three stories that Jesus told. Jesus' main way of teaching was using stories. So you've got 8 to 10 about the lost coin, 11 to 32 about the lost son. But we're going to focus this afternoon on the first one, the parable of the lost sheep, Luke chapter 15. And I hope that whether you are under 100, if there's anyone over 100, I've assumed that there's no one here over 100, and I'm not sure what the youngest is, might be 2, 3, 4, but whatever. But for all of us, that we might know, and the takeaway this afternoon is that you and I, we, all of us here, all of us listening later, watching now, it's very special. So that's what we're going to be thinking about, and I'll make sure I've got this in the right way. Oh, I've done this, sorry. I've lost my presenter thing. Let's go. Is it down? It's a down one. Which one's a down one? I assume it's the one that went down. Turn it. Ah! Okay. I did say to my son, Chris, I said, Chris, can you get me one of these? Because I need it in schools. Because in schools, some laptops are kind of connected a million miles away. So one time I was at Langley Grammar, this is what happened. I'll be talking to them, and then I'd have to go walk 5 miles to press the thing. I exaggerate. Come back, and then someone said, Wayne, what, you need one of these? And I'd never heard of one of these. So hopefully this, all right, so I've done that. Right, so as I said, I've done this bit when Tim interviewed me. If you want to chat further, then I will be around at coffee time. And there's a website, cciischools.org.uk, or there's a newsletter, etc. But I want us to think about this and this question. Have you ever been lost? Would anyone like to put up their hand if you've ever managed to get yourselves lost? Yet probably all of us. One of the schools I visit in Maidenhead is called Desborough College. Yeah, and I got lost there. I signed in. I was going to what was called the Jacoby Suite to talk to some sixth formers. And I signed in. I thought, I can't, because I haven't been there for like two. Where is it? You know, and also I'm not very good at finding directions. I often get lost driving, even with sat navs, etc. And when you start at school, for example, one of the questions I've been asked this week, people saying, Wayne, what happens if you get lost? And I said, well, there hopefully will be some nice older pupils and teachers who will help you to get lost. Well, Jesus told stories. And this story is about a shepherd. A shepherd did what? What did a shepherd do? Look after the sheep. Yes. And in this story that Jesus told, there was a shepherd and he had 100 sheep. It was the end of the day and this shepherd, he wanted to go home, put his feet up, have a cup of tea, and watch Match of the Day. Oh, no, sorry, there's more to life than football. And I'm an Arsenal supporter, by the way. My son, he supports Man United, but that's another story. Anyway, so the shepherd had a... But before he could go home, because he was tired, he had to make sure all 100 sheep were safe. So this is your first bit. Can you please help me out? So we're going to start... Now, I don't know all the names. A shepherd did, so I'm just going to use numbers. So we're going to start from number one. Are you ready? So he's counting them in the end of the day. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stop. We better skip into the 90s, otherwise we might be here till the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. So into the 90s. 95, 90, 90, 90, 99. Stop! He got to 99 and there was one missing. Just one. Now at this point, the shepherd's got a choice. He can go home, have a cup of tea, put his feet up, and watch the equivalent of Match of the Day. I know in Bible times there was no football Match of the Day. But he could go home, or he could say, no, the one that's lost is very important. Now, bearing in mind that the shepherd is probably very tired. Tired? Tired? He's very hungry. Hungry? If you're under 100, you can join in. If you want to. He's very hungry, he's very tired, and he's very thirsty. Excellent, you got it. So he's tired, hungry, thirsty. Thirsty, tired, hungry. I'll mix it up. Anyway, you got the drift. Now, because he cared about the one that was lost, he went to see if he could find it. And I imagine he probably did something else. Now, this is where I'm going to go off, so hopefully those who are listening later on can still hear. Those can see, use your imagination. Probably did something like this. So the shepherd, and for the purpose of this afternoon, the name is Fluffy. So I'm the shepherd, I'm looking for Fluffy. Excuse me, you haven't seen Fluffy, have you? Excuse me, you haven't seen Fluffy, have you? Have you seen Fluffy? Excuse me, you haven't seen Fluffy. He had asked loads of people, where's Fluffy? Couldn't find it. Where's Fluffy? He was just about to give up when he thought, I'll just have one more. Excuse me. Sorry, has anyone seen Fluffy? all the residents sat in the high street, what's going on? And he was just about to give up when he found Fluffy! Now, I just need to just put, you don't think I was going to bring a real sheep, did you? You imagine, I live in Slough, yeah, near Wexham Park Hospital. Just imagine I'm driving from Slough to Windsor, and I've got a real sheep in the car, and a policeman says, excuse me, where are you? Oh, I'm going to Windsor Fellowship. Why have you got, oh, I'm going to do a little. So anyway, this was given to me many years or so ago. But the key thing is what it says in verse 5. Luke 15, verse 5. When the shepherd finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls all his friends and neighbors and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep. There's a party and a celebration, which reminds me of a song, Cool in the Gang. Song I played in your assembly. Could we have now? And he goes up. No, they didn't have mobile phones. I imagine he rings like, guess what? I found Fluffy! And he's so pleased. He's so happy. He's so excited. Stand there. Now, Jesus told this story. Let's make sure I hit the right one. Down. Oh, I got it. When Jesus told stories, it was to help the original hearers, and still today, 2,000 years later, and we can all learn, whether we are 5, 15, 55, or 155. And in this story, the shepherd is a picture of what God is like, what Jesus is like, loving and caring and hoping and believing. And the sheep, the song, I lost my sheep, Fluffy, is a little bit like me. And maybe some of us here this afternoon, when we get ourselves lost, or in trouble, or make wrong choices or decisions. And this afternoon, if there's one thing that we all need to know, is that we are loved, and that we are special, and that we are found. And this story is great today because maybe some of us here today, this afternoon, are feeling lost. Maybe with what's happened today, this week, these past 2 years, when life has been difficult, whether it's been with family or friends or health or church or community, there's a lot of bad stuff, horrible stuff, bad news. But Jesus and the gospel is good news. And Jesus brings joy and hope. And in that song, I lost my sheep, I lost my such a tune. There's rejoicing and partying. And whether it's this one or the story of the lost son from verses 11 to 24, 11 to 32, there's something powerful and magnificent and special and a message that we need to know. Rejoice with me. I have found my lost sheep. And you know, you may or may not know, that there is a party and a celebration in heaven when one person finds Jesus, goes from darkness into light, makes the decision to follow Jesus. Repent is the big long word. And maybe there might be someone here, some people here today or listening to this another time. But yeah, actually, I've messed up. I've said and done things, which is part of what confession was about earlier in our service. And we need to know the love and the forgiveness that only Jesus can bring. You see, we might not be too familiar with sheep and shepherds and 2,000 years ago, but the connection still strikes. I tell you, there is the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner, one person who repents, than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. That's why earlier when Tim interviewed me, I said that kind of trick question. See, that's what I've learned. One of the lessons I've learned as a schools worker. So I go in, I love going into schools and talking to young people and staff about Jesus. And I hope one of the things I do as a result is also to encourage the Christians who are there, because they're there all the time. They can make a difference in their conversations, in their teaching, in the way that they do their work. And they're there all the time. And when one person decides to follow Jesus, the Bible talks about there being a celebration and a party. I'm guessing many here have made a decision at some point. It might have been recently, it might have been a long time ago. So know that sense of being lost and found. And I hope today, Sunday, the 29th of May, 2022, that you, I, all of us, might know that we are special, very special to God. In a moment, I'm going to pray. And as I pray, at the same time, I'm going to leave the words just to read of a song that I came across many years ago. It's called I'm Special. And the first time I heard some children singing it, it really moved me. I assume there is probably a version on YouTube. Maybe when you get home later, check it out and see if it's there. Look at the words. Think about the words. But the thing, because remember I said I've got something for each of you? Yeah? Now, are you ready to receive? Now, it's not amazing, but it could be. What I'm going to do, as you read those words, I'm going to hand out a little card. It simply says, I am very special to God. And it's got the outline of a sheep. And I'm going to give each and every one. So I'm just going to pass them around and take one if you'd like one. If there are other people that whom you know, part of the Windsor Fellowship, you want to take one to and post it through their door next week, that's fine. They've got more. I can easily get some more. And the reason why I'm giving you this is that maybe you want to place it somewhere, like in your Bible, or on your pillow, or on the fridge, or on the TV. And maybe it will be a prompt, and it will be something that you can remember, that you are special to God. And especially in those times when life can be a bit tough, a bit rubbish, a bit negative, when maybe things that are said or done that hurt us. And we've all know that. And that's why I've got one for everybody to have. So I'm just going to pass them out, and then it's for you. And then please just take one and then think where you're going to. And there's a space at the top. So if you want to, you can just put your name there and then hold on to it. And especially refer to it when life is a bit rubbish, a bit negative, where maybe things are said and done. These words, I'm special because God has loved me, for he gave the best thing that he had to save me. His own son, Jesus, crucified to take the blame for all the bad things I have done. And then the response. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for loving me so much. I know I don't deserve anything. Help me feel your love right now, to know deep in my heart that I'm your special friend. And my prayer this afternoon for myself, for all of us, for others part of the Windsor Fellowship, is that we might know that as far as God is concerned, that we are priceless, we are precious, and our value cannot be measured. And in this story that Jesus told of the shepherd said, well, he could have said, well, I've got 99 that are safe and sound. I'm not bothered about the one. But he went for the one. And that's Jesus's interest in you. Sometimes people might think, you might think, oh, no one's interested in me. I am just a number. That's not how God sees us. God sees you as priceless and precious. And my hope and my prayer is that something like that will remain with you today, tomorrow, next year, and in years to come. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Help us to know today, tomorrow, next week, and especially in those tough times, that we are loved, that we are special, that you have a plan and a purpose for us. Thank you for your word. Thank you for that song. Thank you for the words of the song that we just had on the screen too. And may today, Sunday, the 29th of May, 2022, be a time to be encouraged, to be reminded that we are special. Special to you, and I trust special to others. Encourage us, particularly in those difficult times. Amen.